Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
unto us, O Lord Yah, not unto us, but unto thy name's. Give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in heaven. Let me read that again. But our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he has pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hand. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. He's talking about those idols that were made by man's hand. They have ears, but hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not, neither speak, though they have throats. Let me read verse 7 again. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. And the man made them, so they are like unto men. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in Yah the Lord. He is thy help and that their shield. Verse 10. O house of Aaron, trust in Yah the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear Yah the Lord, trust in Yah the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear Yah the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more in you and your children. Amen to that. Ye are blessed of Yah the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he made. Let me read that again. But the earth has he given to the children of men. The dead praise not Yah the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless Yah the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise Yah the Lord. I have read to you Psalms 115 in its entirety. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. But before we get to praying, didn't that song, Lionel Richie's song, touch it? Jesus is love. Didn't it touch your soul? Oh, that man sure can sing that song. Nobody says it as well as he does, I don't think. Let's have a word of prayer. And while I pray my prayer to you, Sheep, you say your own prayer to the our Heavenly Father. This may be the only time you will pray this week. So you pray as I pray. And at the end, we just both will say, Amen. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and for allowing us sheep to live in it and be glad in it. Father, bless us sheep to remain obedient to your precepts, and precepts are rules and commandments as we learn them. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city where I live. Thank you for allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. I pray this prayer in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Sheep, this is how I am learning the Bible. precept upon precept. Precept means rule. Line by line, here a little, there a little. You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. Sheba, I also want you to know and remember 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. Judgment begins at the house of God. And one of God's precepts or his commandments is that you keep the Sabbath day holy and do no work in it. You'll find that is one of the 10 commandments. That's commandment number 4. I also, when you're in 1 Peter, chapter 4, I want you to read verse 15, where Peter says, suffer not as murderers, thieves, evildoers, or busybodies in other men's matters. Now, the last thing that I want you to know for today is Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, where it tells you not to be as the heathens, cutting down a Christmas tree, well, cutting down a tree out of the forest and decorating it. You don't do that. We who believe in Jesus or in this Bible, we do not follow the traditions of men. I read to you in chapter 17, last week in verse 5, where it says, cursed be man that trusts in man. So stop following man, as I am trying my best to do. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. You read that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. You can also read that in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 21 through 22. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the regular King James Version of the Bible, although I did start reading out from the New King James Bible for about, I would say, 3.5 years. I now read from the regular King James Bible because that Bible I had, pages started falling out. You longtime listeners, I want you to have your three P's. Your three P's are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to reference something that I say today, and you will have it written down. Of course, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and find the Feed My Sheep Show and listen to any one of my programs that I have read from in the last 4.5 years. Although I now have a landline, whereas I used to read from the cell phone, and they were telling me that it was inaudible what I was saying. So hopefully some of those programs that are with Feed My Sheep Show on Blog Talk Radio, you will be able to hear those. It's important, sheep, that you stay away from Christmas. Do not participate in that particular man-made holiday. Now, let's read. Turn your Bible to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, and let's begin reading at chapter 1, at verse 1. We're going to read from chapter 18 of Jeremiah and start reading at verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought. Wrought means to reshaping or putting together a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made was of clay, was marred in the hand of the potter. Let me start reading that verse 4 again. And the vessel that he had, I don't know why I want to put had there. Let me begin at verse 4 again. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred. Marred means to be have a scar or spoil. Maybe there was a crack in it. Marred in the hand of the potter. He had made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, said Yah the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. I'm at verse 7. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it? If the nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Did you hear that? See, God says, Jeremiah says, God will repent of the evil that he thought to do unto them. If you obey him. Let's pick up reading at verse 9 of Jeremiah chapter 18. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. Verse 10. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Verse 11. Now therefore, go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus said Yah the Lord, behold, I will frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and make your ways as and your doings good. Verse 12. And he said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will even everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Verse 13. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen who has heard such things. The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Let a man, verse 14, will a man leave the snow of Lebanon which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Forsaken means forgotten, abandoned, or just left. Verse 15, because my people has forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity. Vanity means uselessness or worthlessness, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient past. That's burning incense and the people forgetting him. They have forgotten the ancient past to walk in paths in a way not cast up. Verse 16. To make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Hissing is a sound that comes from a horse. And perpetual means forever, always. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished. Astonished means I can't think of amazed. And wag his head. To wag his head means to shake his head as he passes by. Verse 17, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Calamity means catastrophe or damage or disaster. Verse 18, then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish. Perish means to die, or leave from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us smite him. Smite him means to hit him or hurt him with the tongue, and let us not give heed. Heed means to notice or to pay attention to any of his words. Verse 19, give heed to me, O Lord God, and hearken. Hearken means to listen to the voice of them that contend with me. Contend means with to be against them or to struggle against them. Verse 20, shall evil recompense for good? Recompense means to be compensated or repaid for good. For they have digged a pit. A pit is a hole or a ditch. For my soul, remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine, and famine means lack of food, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved. Bereaved means to cry, cry for the dead, or, you know, to be sad when you're alone, of their children, and be widowed, and let their men be put to death. Let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Verse 22, let a cry be heard from their houses when they shall bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have digged a pit. Remember, a pit is a hole to take me and hid snares. Snares are traps for my feet. Verse 23, yet, Lord Yah, thou knowest all their counsel against me. You know, counsel is when they get together and talk, come up with their plan to slay me. This is what he's saying. Let me begin in verse 23 again. He says, yet, Lord Yah, thou knowest all that their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity. Iniquity means their sinfulness and their wicked acts. Neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of their and thine anger. See, we have finished reading chapter 18. I pray that you've gotten something out of it. Just as the potter makes a vessel out of clay, we are in the hand of our Father who is in heaven, who can make us over again. Let us repent from our wrongdoing and start following the precepts that are written in the Bible and that are with the Ten Commandments. Now, see if I want to go back to Jeremiah chapter 17, where I left off at verse 19, and I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to read from verse 19 to 27. But If he doesn't, wherever I stop, that's where I intend to pick up the next time. We're at Isaiah chapter 17, verse 19. Thus said Yah the Lord unto me, go and stand at the gate of the children of the people whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by the which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, hear ye the word of Yah the Lord, ye king of ye kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus says Yah the Lord, take heed. Take heed means to notice or pay attention to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday. Nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. The it that he's talking about is the burden. You're not to do any work on the Sabbath day. Verse 22, neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do any work, but hallowed. Hallowed means to make holy ye the Sabbath day, and that's the Saturday. And you're supposed to, when you make it holy, you are to, like, have your Sunday service on the Saturday, as I commanded your fathers. And this is why we are catching all the hell that we're catching now, see, is because our fathers refused to obey God's commandments and his precepts. Verse 23, but they obeyed not, neither inclined. Inclined means to lower their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye work diligently. Diligently means to make a constant effort. Hearken unto me. When you listen unto God. I'm going to stop here at verse 24, and we will pick up at verse 24 of chapter 17 the next time. And what I'm going to do is give our closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We also thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debt as we forgive our debt. I say that prayer in Yahweh's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Listen, sheep, I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. It helped me, and it will help you too, I believe. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com and purchase How to Eat and Live Longer, written by Dr. Reginald J. Eady, a very fine doctor at DMC Hospital. God loves you. I love you too, sheep. But God loves you more. See you, or speak with you next time.